breast. The ketos and power must hide from their past. Bullet-like muscles, hard and fast facts. Space will create you, redemption's no crap. The DNA, come and go. We've been fucked with, so who do we owe? Use rage and not use, potential is thus. Service up emotions, full power is thus. Pulls down the sequence. Deep rage of mind. Building small pieces. Hide all the signs. The echoes are talking. Talking. Vibrations begin. Protein arrangements. And locks it free. Falling and told, sickness and saviors, powers unfold. Toxic solutions, cycles align. Reactivating the mutant inside. Twisting in people, rebirth to be. Humanity's creature, a father and me. No god like arrow, war with plus one. He says creation, destroy everyone.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, and you are listening to episode 43. I think this is the episode where I'm going to try not to say fucking every other word like you have Tourette's, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. No promises. I can't help. I get a problem. I get a medical condition where I have to say fuck every other word. Otherwise, my heart rate goes up. It'll explode. I don't have my fucking pills with me. You see, I just did it involuntarily. It wasn't even a joke. I mean, I'm sick. I'm a sick person. Please send help. You know what else is sick? Just gonna go right into it, because I'm fucking tired, so fuck you. You know what else is sick is, trying to stream a game from your PS3, because that's gonna be my little, seriously a week-long fucking thing, like all week. It was an issue. Talked about getting the, It's just fucking, like, trend with me. Gruntfreepress.com is the website, by the way. Welcome. Welcome to hell. It's a fucking lifelong fucking thing. And anytime we get a new piece of technology, you know, it should just be fucking... The whole thing with technology is supposed to fucking make your life easier, you know? The whole point of buying something, I guess, like... Any kind of technology. It seems like, you know, every time I get something new, I'm like fucking like, ah, cool, you know, and people, even shit, people say like, ah, it's so easy and fucking, this is great. I can't live without my whatever, you know, my fucking anything, you know what I mean? It's fucking, things great. Every time I buy something new, it just fucking gets destroyed, like, immediately, or it doesn't fucking work. I mean, I don't know. Saying that, I think I just fucking broke my, Xbox Elite controller fucking before I went to bed last night. So again, that thing, the whole thing, the whole reason I bought it is I'm fucking just going through so many goddamn regular Xbox One controllers, and the whole deal with the fucking Elites, like fucking, oh, this thing's so heavy duty, there's no way you're gonna break it, and you know, it's fucking, oh, it's meant to be fucking dropped, and it's fucking, you know, all heavy duty parts and all that. And of course, I'm pretty sure it's fucking, last night, I'd never fucking dropped it, never fucking, you know, nothing. I was really careful with it, you know, and I have been careful with it. Fucking streaming last night, I had my headset hooked up to the Xbox One controller and fucking talking, and God, I just moved for a second, and the thing just fucking falls on the fucking ground. It's probably like, I don't know, a foot and a half, 2 feet at the most onto the ground, and then it's fucking just it won't fucking sync up, like fucking, you know, the power will go on the, controller, and then it just cuts out, and then it's, you know, it's wired too, it's not even fucking wireless. And so I'm like, I wonder if it's the cord or what. I mean, fucking, like, I'm like, God, it seems fine, fucking fixes itself, powers on, works for a second, then it's fucking out, and then fucking, like, I'm like, I'm fucking unplugging everything, like fucking dicking with the wire and shit, and fucking like, I wonder if it's just the wire, hopefully, and not my fucking $120-$150 controller or whatever. But and then I just my controller's everywhere in this fucking place. I'm like, oh, let's try another controller, see if it's the cord. Nah, I'm pretty sure the fucking controller is fucking junk now. I don't know, I'll see. It's just fuck. It's one of those things, like, when something happens to it, it's like, ah, it's not going to be the same now. Something's wrong, you know? I'll be fucking playing, and then fucking something in the middle, something intense, and the fucking controller just cuts out, you know? And I'll be fucking pissed, so I don't know. I'll fuck with it for a little bit, but I have to retire it and go back to fucking cheap ass fucking $60 controllers. Who knows? But anyways, fucking talking about, yeah. Every time I fucking buy something, it's fucking just, I always have this fucking issue with shit. So I talked about, you know, I bought my PS3 from fucking eBay for whatever, $80, or just, you know, just the, all I want to do was fucking zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Play Dark Souls. So that's all I really wanted to fucking do. So I got, you know, I got my fucking PS3, you know, and you know, I hooked it up to the capture card, the same fucking capture card I used to stream whatever. I mean, I have a HDMI converter and shit for like, composite cables, you know, just fucking like a little box that converts all the shit. So I've tried like, you know, I've streamed fucking, you know, NES, fucking Super Nintendo, Genesis, Sega CD, all that shit, fucking, you know, 360, just fucking, you know, and, you know, new shit, whatever, you know, like half a dozen fucking different consoles. I just hook up to this, my capture card, and it's just, you know, works great, works fine. So I figured, you know, PS3 is probably the same thing, right? No, that's not how it works. You need a, it's got some kind of fucking dickhead fucking, video encryption, from the console. So you got to use some specialized cable from, the capture card company like Elgato that I use. Like I said, normally I like them. I've never really had any problems with my capture card once I got it hooked up, which of course is another process that took fucking forever, but whatever. So, you know, hook up the PS3, just get a fucking black screen and fucking, you know, look online like, oh, I need this special fucking cord or whatever. So, you know, I get fucking a million cords. I forget if I talked about this before. Whatever. I'm going to talk about it again. So, yeah, you need this special fucking cord to go to the PS3 for it to stream to the capture card. So, again, I have fucking a million cords everywhere. I have, like, just draws, just fucking cords. I have no fucking clue. Just shit, I'm, like, fucking, like, I don't know what this goes to or what, it, you know what I mean? But I might need it, so I just fucking throw it in fucking a draw or fucking, like, up. Or, you know, a lot of times I pull the, all right, well, this one's important, so I'm going to, like, fucking put it on a shelf somewhere. So just so I know where it is when I need it, you know, I do that. And then, of course, it's like, all right, where's that cord? And fucking, I don't know. Fucking tucked behind a fucking book or some shit somewhere, or behind a fucking bunch of movies, and shit gets piled on top of it, and I can never find it. But so, you know, I did my fucking search for the cord, fucking Nathan Drake, and the fucking search for the fucking PS3 cord. Yeah, so I'm like fucking, I think I found something, like just fucking like, oh, these must be it. Cause I'm, you know, as I was looking online, I saw like, oh, looks like fucking, oh, just like fucking like this old HDMI, like, I'm sorry, like the HD, like composite cables or whatever, like before, like everything was HDMI, it'd be like fucking like, you know, I know I had one for like my 360 and shit. It's like, oh, here's fucking HD cables, and you just fucking throw them in. They just kind of look like component cables, but they're like, whatever, green and blue and fucking red, you know what I mean, instead of just fucking the red, white, and yellow or whatever. So, like, I found those. I'm like, oh, so this must be it, right? And I fucking, like, hook them up to the capture card or whatever, and then fucking, yeah, just, same shit, just a black fucking screen, and I'm like, all right, you know, that fucking sucks, you know what I mean? Maybe just don't have the, that was a pain in the ass, too. I kept trying it over and over, and I ordered them, that's right, I ordered the fucking, from Amazon, just fucking like, oh, I figured it was just like PS3 component cables. That's what you must need. You know what I mean? It looked like the connections were, so I fucking back up. So I found like the one half of it. I'm like, all right, this hooks into the capture card. And then I see like those, HD component cables coming out. You know what I mean? Like fucking, there's a hookup for them, but they don't have like the right connection to the PS3. So I'm like, all right, so I must just need the special cable I need. Must just be these fucking component cables, you know, HD component cables. So I fucking bought those from Amazon, whatever, got them, hook them up, and fucking, still want to stream. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I fucking like looking like, no, I need like this really fucking special, like specialized fucking cable, from fucking Elgato, the capture card dudes. So I fucking order that. It's like $10. That kind of sucks, you know what I mean? Again, this fucking, like, whatever, it's fucking PS3, what a steal, but then now I'm fucking all this extra shit on top of it, you know? Yeah, and fucking, yeah, so that comes, whatever, that came today, it was like, or yesterday, fucking week-long thing, fucking hook up the cable, the fucking, PS3 cable. I'm like, all right, I have the right cable. This must be it. Like, it just goes right into the card. It is different. It is some fucking specialized bullshit. Hook it up to the capture card. Turn it on. Like, all right, this must be just easy. It must just be streaming everything else. And nope, just a fucking black screen. Like, dude, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I was just getting so pissed. Like, is this fucking cord broken? Like, is the fucking connection on the PS3 broken? Like, what the fuck's going on? So did some more searching, and hey, there's just more bullshit you gotta fucking go through. You gotta hold down fucking the PS3 power button for like 10 seconds, let it turn off, then turn it on, hold it for like 10 seconds, and that resets the video settings. Otherwise, it was just trying to look for an HDMI thing, you know. You gotta reset all that shit, and it's just like, all right, that's a pain in the ass. Then, go to stream it and won't stream, just a fucking, it cuts out, black screen, like just like before with the you know, the HDMI or the other cables. If you try to do it normally, I'm like, well, this is great. Like, what's going on? Is now I'm getting into this bullshit, like, is you know, did they upgrade the you know, PS3 fucking firmware so now I can't stream it, or do they upgrade the capture card fucking firmware and made it so you can't do it, or it's not compatible? I'm just like pissed. I'm just like, dude, I can't fucking deal with this shit, you know? Like, maybe whatever, I want to play fucking Demon Souls, but maybe it won't be streamed. I mean, not that big of a deal, but whole point, you know, when you're a professional like me, you get the site, you get you know, you're streaming, you know, it's a pretty niche hobby. Not too many people stream. Me and a million other fucking 12-year-olds. And, yeah. But, and girls asking for fucking donations and money and shit. But, yeah, so I'm fucking trying to stream. It's the same shit, like a fucking black screen. I'm fucking, again, I just go online, like, what's going on, you know? And there's a setting in the capture card, like, it comes with its own software where you can... You can set what system you're using, and normally just whatever I set, like Xbox One, Xbox 360, like whatever the setting was, just the normal setting, and that'd work for like everything, you know, it'd be fine, and nothing didn't have a fucking problem. But apparently, you gotta switch it over to special PlayStation 3 setting. Try doing that. I'm fucking like, I haven't fucked with my settings in like OBS, the program I use to stream. I have it set up so it works fine. I don't want to fuck with it. That was a fucking month long process too. So I'm like, all right, so I guess that's what I gotta do. I try doing that. Go to like, there's no way I can fucking do anything. I pop up, go to the card, hit like properties or whatever, and it pops up with. Shows like the Elgato, like the, you know, the capture card, like how, like where you would do the settings, but everything's fucking blacked out. You can't fucking do it. Like, can't fuck with it. So now I'm like going to opening the software that came with the card and trying to do it like that. That's not fucking working. Again, fucking like, all right, I'm just getting like pissed. Like, this is fucking just hour long fucking ordeal trying to figure this shit out. And it's like, oh, well, search, like, whatever, OBS, Elgato, like, you know, stream PS3, problem, like, what the fuck? Like, this is, like, such, like, a stupid, specific thing at this point, like, certain cards, certain, you know, OBS fucking software, like, what the fuck? It's like, all right, you gotta do it through the fucking OBS program, but nothing will come up unless you're streaming. Like, you have to stream and then hit fucking configure, and then it'll fucking recognize the card. So, yeah, that was it. That was my whole ordeal. But now I can stream Demon Souls, so, yeah. Yep, just more fucking chronicles of, I Hate Technology. That was the I Hate Technology fucking, segment. It's been a little bit. Yeah. I mean, don't worry. There'll be more coming in the future. I know there's been quite a few in the past. If you want to, subscribe to my YouTube channel and like me on Facebook, and I'll send you some tweets about technology and how much I hate it. But anyway, fucking Demon Souls. I finally get to play fucking Demon Souls. Not that I was playing. I was playing fucking Demon Souls for like fucking... And I swear, this really won't be the entire episode of Souls. This is not going to be a continuation of the past, like, four episodes of just me fucking Dark Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls, Dark Souls. And, yeah. But won't be the last either, so don't worry, because I'm still playing Demon Souls. I was just chipping away at it, you know. I was waiting for fucking Uncharted and Doom, newer games. I'm like, all right, I've been playing fucking Souls games for whatever it seems like fucking a month now. I can just something different, Uncharted and Doom, and just going through. I was doing pretty well, you know. Fucking then I ran into my first, like, you know, just fuck you, Dark Souls moment. Again, I was doing fine for the most part. Nothing too bad, really. Games get a lot of just low-level fucking trash enemies that have too much fucking HP and don't give you shit for items. But, you know what I mean? You try to run past them. But again, this game is like... A lot of the levels are so, like, linear and small and fucking narrow. It's almost like you have to fucking fight some of these guys. Like, it's not like fucking... Dark Souls or whatever. It seems like there's a lot of, like, you know, again, I'll kill people, like, my first time through and see what they drop and, like, whatever, see how you fight them. And then it's like fucking, like, whatever, the third or the fourth time, it's like, ah, if I can just fucking run past you, I'm gonna do that. So, I mean, I'll try to explain how, like, the fucking system works and Demon Souls. I mean, you got like all the levels are set up. You get a central hub, and it's called the fucking Nexus, almost like Firelink Shrine or whatever. And you can warp out of that into other areas. I think there's six of them, maybe five or six. You can get to them right at the beginning of the game. Like, you just fucking see this like headstones or gravestones or whatever. And you try to, you know, whatever, you know, level one, and fucking, you know, you just go through that if you want. Then, like, it's, you know, like spokes on a wheel almost. But, you know, I wasn't fucking, like, sure. I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm like, I don't know where to start, like, what to do first or whatever. So I was just, like, going through. Like, the first level, like, the first, like, whatever, bottom left fucking gravestone. I'm like, oh, maybe this is the first area you're supposed to go. I was just, like, even if it was tough, I just kept going. But then, there's probably easier ways to do it. Like, maybe not just go through, like, you know, to the end of fucking one of the spokes, you know what I mean? Like, maybe do all, like, the first levels of each one first. Like, I don't fucking know. Each level is just like, whatever, it's just like almost a straight fucking path, and there's a boss at the end. And there's nothing in between. Like, there's no bonfire, no saves, no nothing. So it's almost just like a fucking legit old school video game level, you know? It's just fucking, here's the level, and there's the boss, and they give you a checkpoint, you know? So you gotta pretty much memorize that whole level and do like a good run up to it, and, you know, try to get the boss afterwards. But, there was a lead up to this one boss, the Penetrator. And, nothing too tricky about it. It's just, it's a long, narrow bridge with normal enemies on it. Try to do the usual Dark Souls fucking whatever RPG tricks. I mean, try to aggro a couple of them, have them, like, fucking chase you one at a time and kill them, move on, you know, fairly standard gameplay. But then, towards the end of the bridge, right near the fog door where the boss is, you know, these archers that, they shoot these fucking arrows at you that, like, homing arrows, just fucking how the game is. I mean, you fucking, like, you see the arrow a mile away and then, like, gets towards you. You try to run, do like a little juke at the end of the thing, just fucking like, oh, I fucking know where you are, I'm gonna fucking like suck into you, and it hits you. All these arrows doing pretty nasty damage, you know, just fucking after, you know, whatever, a dozen guys or so you're fighting, and then those archers at the end fucking firing at you from, you know, a mile away. And right behind them, there's these three fucking red-eyed knights with shields and spears. So, I mean, again, I'm trying to, like, mix up my style. I mean, for me, mixing up is either switching up between a sword and a shield to fucking just double-handing a sword. I mean, that's my mix-up for that, for souls or whatever. But these guys, they're pretty much Black Knights from fucking Dark Souls 1 or whatever, or 3 or whatever, 2. Just you know, standard fucking Souls Knights. you pretty much need a shield, because if you don't block, they'll just charge you, and they do this stun lock fucking bullshit where, you know, they get the spear, it's like in you, and it's fucking, you're stun locked, just, you know, doing like the hurt animation. They just fucking wreck you. He's pretty much almost just one shot fucking kills, you know. It's, you know, you fight him, it's not that bad one on one. You can kind of move around, block, like whatever. Try to parry. You know, just usual block hit. You know, block fucking right after you block. They have a little not quite a fucking parry. Or you can try to parry him, but that's just hard. You know, you're moving around, maybe get a backstab in when they're fucking in like a whatever 3-hit animation. So one on one, they're not bad. You get fucking 3 of them just rushing right at you, full speed. All you can do is run off, you know, run the fuck back to where you started at the beginning of the level. And I tried over and over. Like, I just don't want to fucking fight these guys. I just want to, you know, keep going, trying to fight that last that boss. You know, the boss at the end of the level. So I'm like, I'll roll and fucking. There's no way. There's just the way they're set up. They're just, you know, they have those spears, and you have just don't have time. They just fucking murder you. And plus, you've already gone through the whole ordeal of going through the rest of the level. You know, taking whatever, a dozen or so guys out, and then you fucking get to that point, and I'm rolling just to get to the boss. You know, it took me five minutes to get here. Now I'm getting stabbed in the fucking back by 3 knights. So, I tried doing that, and just like, I just gotta fight these guys. It's gonna be like a 10-minute process of trying to kite these guys out, and fucking, I mean, it's just, the three fuckers, again, no, I don't think there's any way just to get one of them to chase you. Maybe if you have like an arrow or something, I don't know, I don't play like that unless I have to, of shooting arrows at people. It's pretty cheap, you know, try to get one guy at you, one guy going for you. I'll do the, like, step-by-step forward until somebody spots me, and then I'll back out. I'll fight them that way. I'm not going to sit a mile away, and I'll just shoot you with an arrow, and you don't even know I'm there. But, so, you know, I kept trying to do one by one, but nope, just all three of them are rushing me, and as you're running back again, just narrow, straight bridge, and, you know, not much room to move either left or right, and I'm just trying to run back the beginning of the bridge with the stairs. I can kind of get away from the archers shooting you, but you're running back, and these archers just shooting you in the back, and you can't see it because you're running the opposite way, and if trying to go left and right again, it's just a pain in the balls. I mean, the whole process is slow. It takes it's taking like 5 minutes, you know, 5 or more minutes just to get up to that point where the knights are, and there's so many opportunities to fuck up and die. Even the regular enemies up there leading up can fuck you up if you're not paying attention. But at least they were, you know, the drop in health items and a lot of souls, which is weird. In Demon Souls, you know, Dark Souls has the Estus flask. You have however many, you can upgrade them. But when you die, you just fill that up, and you have whatever 10 more fucking heals you can do. You know, this one's it's all healing items. It's all like herbs or whatever, and there's different strengths of them. But you can hold up to 99 of each of them. So it's just weird that I'm like, at this point, I was doing that section so many times, they were dropping the heal on items too. As I was doing, I'm like, fucking, I have like 99 like heals. This is really weird. which makes it sound like, oh, it's kind of easy, but it's not, just because it's fucking, still, yeah, you still get to fucking sit there and take them, and, you know, if you're fighting fucking something aggressive, it takes the animation so long to fucking heal, it doesn't really matter. And plus, if you fucking, that's the worst, dude. I'm like, oh, if I just use these up and I fucking run out of them, then hey, guess what? I'm going to have to fucking go through and grind for more of them, so that's fun. Rather than just sitting at a bonfire or whatever and refilling my Estus. Yeah, so you know, the boss itself, the Penetrator, is not that hard. I mean, I ended up fucking getting cocky. It probably took me like 3 times to beat him, but I ended up getting cocky and dying a few times. Just left all my fucking souls in the boss room, and but by the time, you know, again, just going through, up, you know, didn't make it one time, but fucking, you know, I ran through, got my souls the next, and just, it just builds up as you're going through, like, trying to get to this fucker, and, like, those 3 guys are fucking you up, or the dudes on the bridge are fucking you up, and you just end up having a fucking shit ton of souls. Again, they drop down pretty high-level enemies. So I end up losing, like, fucking 2 or 3 fucking levels, and I died on the bridge. You know, all gone. I mean, fucking, That was fun. It was like an hour of fucking going through this shit, and there's like no progress. I just fucking lost all my souls. I died on the fucking bridge. So, yeah, that's yep, that's pretty classic fucking Dark Souls or Demon Souls. I think too, like leading up on that bridge is a, you know, this NPC weird Souls fucking NPC quest line. There's an NPC fucking wandering around at the start of the area, like when you fucking go in there from the bonfire. And I think he's wandering around. He's fighting. He'll be fighting like enemies, like, you know, other enemies that, you know, you normally fight. If you wait long enough, he'll fucking walk by and he'll fight those guys leading up even before the bridge. So, I mean, he just does this weird fucking path where he doesn't go up to the bridge, but, he'll go another way and he'll fight, you know, you'll see health bars of him fighting, like, what's going on? I'm not sure if the idea is supposed to be that he's supposed to help you out at that part, maybe go across the bridge with you and, like, he'll stop some of the knights or what, but, just his AI is so fucked up. He just walks back and forth. He will attack him if you bring all, you know, the knights or the other guys. If you bring them towards him, he'll fight them for you. But it's like he's not moving that way. Like, he just, like, he'll go and fight 2 dudes at some other path, some other branch of a path, like way the fuck away from where you have anything to do. And I tried a couple times. All right, well, maybe I'll go help him fight these guys, and then I'll see where he goes. He just keeps wandering back and forth in a fucking circle. It's just it's ridiculous. Yeah. The game's tough, I'll say that. Certain parts are tough, so I kept banging my head against that, doing that level. Then I get to kill that boss, and then I, you know, the next level's even harder, and I kept doing that. There was just more higher level enemies. I just kept getting crazy fucking souls. I could even like get like halfway through the level and like, oh, I have enough souls at this point where I can just back out and level up. I do that, and did that quite a few times, and just and then I get to the boss. I'm like, well, I can maybe beat this guy, but fucking getting here is such a pain in the ass. He's pretty much one shot me. Like, maybe I'll, you know, level up, get better equipment and shit before I come back here. But then I backed out. And I'm like, all right, well, what do I do now? And then I went to another level, like, completely, like, whatever. If that was like level 1-3, I went to like, 3-1. I was just like, all right, well, this is fucking stupid. Now I'm like over level for all this shit. So I don't know how that works. Again, it's fucking, That's the deal where it's fucking like, the price of like having like, oh, shit's open, you know what I mean? Shit's like so open that you can just go and, do like a harder part. Again, that's kind of what I'm going to say, like Dark Souls 2, kind of ruined the game for myself just because I was going to these higher level, like slow enemies that were right at the beginning, like fucking of the hub. I could just go that way and like, oh, these guys are tough and they'll hit me in one shot, but I can just fucking run around them and, you know, if I'm patient enough, I can take him out when they give me enough to, you know, level like 2 times, you know, and just fucking do that till it's ridiculous and keep going down that path. Cause now I'm like, oh, now I'm level whatever. And I can kind of, you know, take a couple hits now and, you know, just keep going. And I was grinding that in Dark Souls 2 for the first like 6 hours of the game, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be going down this way. Then you go down the way that's supposed to be the beginning. You're just fucking so over leveled and have crazy equipment that you're not supposed to have, and just ruins the game. So I mean, it's not, I mean, not that bad, just because I think Demon Souls is fucking a little bit rougher than fucking, you know, a lot rougher than fucking Dark Souls 2. You know what I mean? But the fact that there's a lot of shit, it was like, yeah, it doesn't really matter what level you are, you're still going to get fucked, because, you know, some shit, you know, they're just going to one-shot you anyway, or they're going to fucking push you off a fucking ledge or some shit, so whatever. So it's still cool. It's still like Demon Souls is fucking different. It definitely feels older, and yeah, obviously, just fucking a little rough around the edges, but still fun, and still definitely fucking Souls, but... But yeah, I mean, it can finally stream that. And speaking of fucking streaming, yeah, I just keep getting these emails from Twitch about let me know if I have followers on there. And I'm always glad to have, you know, people following me. I appreciate you all my Twitch and Twitch followers. But I mean, it should be great. I mean, I do stream quite a bit, and you know, obviously Grunt Free Press is just an amazing site, and a podcast, and a host and a lead writer. He's just a national treasure. I can understand why people want to follow me. But the problem is I haven't used Twitch in like a year, which is weird. I use Hitbox for all my shit, and whenever I stream, I mean, so I get on the site is fucking just a, you know, embedded fucking video of my Hitbox stream. So, anyway, I just wonder, where the fuck do these followers from Twitch keep coming from? Like, why would they be like, oh, I'm going to follow you who hasn't streamed in a fucking year, you know? Those fucking, like, bots or what? I mean, I clicked on, I'm like, who is this person? I'll click on your fucking profile or whatever. It's just some fucking, like, super hot fucking Russian chick, and I'm like, huh. Oh, I'm not gonna fall for that again, you know. Fool me once, it's fucking hot Russian chicks, and no, not happening. Another little thing, fucking Comcast is fucking sucking ass again. Again, it wasn't fucking, like, everything was fine, and fucking, you know, go streaming, all that shit, everything's been fine since, like, fucking November, December, like, you know, 6 months ago, or whatever, so I'm like, yeah. Hey, that whole fucking issue with fucking Comcast just being a piece of shit. My internet is constantly dropping out. I thought it was fixed. I mean, everything's fine. Everything's going smooth for like 6 months. I hadn't had to call them and yell at them, and it was like a daily thing for a while there. Everything's fine, and then suddenly I'm not streaming. Like, I had some shit. Like, I went to upload some the podcast, probably, or like whatever, and I'm like, fucking, this is just taking a little while to fucking do, you know what I mean? And like, I wonder, and it's like, I'd restart my computer and be like, all right, I guess it's fine now, it's taking a little long, but whatever. But then I went back to fucking stream something else, just doing the same shit again, just fucking you know, I'd be just cutting out, stream would cut out completely. I go to like test my internet connection, it's just fucking dropping out, it's fucking super fucking spotty. I'm like, dude, I don't want to fucking go through this shit again. Yeah, so it's fucking like, I do it's going on for like a fucking week, so I call him up, I'm just like, you know, it's pretty fucking bullshit. Yeah, they're saying the fucking the best thing is like, they're like, oh, well, you know, we went out there, we checked, everything should be fine, and some shit like, oh, just, if you call like whatever, like do whatever 10 more times, then maybe it'll go up the chain and blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, cool, like fucking how about you just fix my fucking internet. They're saying like, oh, the best thing you can do at this point is you know, the usual, restart your router and blah blah blah, and fucking check your connections, and see, the best thing to do is keep a log of what time it cut out, you know, the date, the time, and you know, what happened, and you know, get back to me with that, and fucking, yeah, cool. So that's exactly what I want to fucking do. I'll give them a fucking log, all right. Fucking log of my shit, you fucking cunts. Oh yeah, I played other games too. We'll talk about that later.
The beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock. ocean. Their hope broke.
Free Press podcast. So other than anything ending in souls, let's take a little trip out to Madagascar for the continuing adventures of the worst fucking treasure hunter in the world, Nathan Drake, and other casts of fucking bland fucking white people that he fucking deals with, who I don't like any of them. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. If you don't know my history with fucking Uncharted, I fucking thought I played the remastered collection or whatever on PS4. Again, I didn't have a PS3 until a couple weeks ago. I played the PS4, the remastered trilogy of all of them. Thought one was a piece of shit. Thought it was really fucking bad. Two was the one that everyone was hyping up, saying, it's the best one, one of the best games ever made. And it was actually really good. I really liked fucking Uncharted 2, even though I was bracing myself for, the usual fucking PlayStation fanboy fucking bullshit hype of everything's the best thing in the fucking world. That's exclusive to fucking PlayStation. But it turned out Uncharted 2 really was actually really good. Really good game. I was like, all right, cool. So maybe Uncharted 3 is good too. That game is fucking awful too. So I only liked one of the past fucking three Uncharted games. So, could have gone either way for Uncharted 4. Play Uncharted 4 and, they probably just, instead of A Thief's End, they probably just could have called it, Uncharted 4, the Goonies 2, or would it be the Goonies 3 if you count the NES game, which is called the Goonies 2? I mean, that's supposed to be canon. I guess that's for, you know, the Goonies historians, you know, the Goonies lore historians. That's a debate for the ages. The biggest surprise for me fucking playing the game is Uncharted 4, the Goonies 2. I dug the story of it. I mean, again, because it's basically the fucking the story of the Goonies. I mean, it starts out with a flashback of Nathan Drake, as, you know, and his brother, and their you know, as their kids or whatever. Again, something I hated, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, I fucking hated this bullshit in fucking Uncharted 3. Like, here we go. But it's okay for the most part. I mean, it's fucking they're shorter and they're not as obnoxious, I guess. But, you know, the flashing back to him and his brother, which he fucking suddenly has. I mean, the past three games, he didn't say anything about his fucking having a brother. But then, like, oh, no, I did have one. And he was fucking like, whatever. I thought he was dead, so he just never mentioned him at all through three fucking games to anybody. But it's flashing back to Nathan and his fucking brother. And they literally look like the fucking... They look just like the goddamn Goonies. Like, Nathan looks like fucking Sean Astin or whatever. The fucking, the hell is his name? I forget. Like, the main character of the fucking Goonies, like the redheaded kid, and it's fucking right down to the fucking jean jacket and like freckles and shit. And his brother looks like Kevin Bacon. I guess he wasn't, you know, Kevin Bacon wasn't a Goonie, but I mean, he might as well be. He's a real life Goonie. The game, the story of the game, it follows them. They're looking for One-Eyed Willie's treasure as they get older. And, you know, Nathan settled down into a mundane job with his wife. And I don't know what the fuck his wife's name is. She sucks. I don't like her at all. She's pretty crappy. Mundane, I guess. He's like a fucking like scuba diver or whatever, so he can still whatever salvaging like junk and shit, but whatever. His brother convinces him. You know, he comes back miraculously from fucking the convoluted him getting fucking shot or some shit in prison and with Nathan and whatever. His brother convinces him to go out to find One-Eyed Willie's treasure. So you're uncovering this, going through the game. It's talking about, you know, uncovering this pretty cool story about a pirate king. Like one pirate king is trying to rally all the other pirates, like all the big name fucking pirates, to pool their resources and build like a colony, like a fucking like a little town out on some island in the middle of nowhere. Just, you know, where you know, because they're outlaws or whatever, and it's like, oh, well, outside of fucking a regular fucking society doesn't want us, we'll build our own fucking town where we can have our own law and blah blah blah. And so they do that, and they convince civilians to come and populate the town. And yeah, I mean, fucking whatever. I mean, their own little fucking pirate heaven or whatever. But you know, they're still pirates, so they end up robbing and killing all the townspeople. And then again, because they're pirates, they fucking turn on each other and everything goes to shit. But the end result of all this is, you know, pretty much, you know, the stockpile of a pirate treasure for the last man standing. And that's what you're trying to find, pretty much, like fucking pirate treasure from fucking however many, like fucking half a dozen fucking pirates and all the fucking civilians that they fucking robbed, you know. I just thought the story was kind of cool, and it fucking just kind of makes sense. I mean, unlike the previous Uncharted games, just fucking bunch of fucking random garbage, and it's just fucking mumbo jumbo, fucking some supernatural shit thrown at the end, and just fucking like, I don't know, we're going here, now we're going here, I don't know why, because I found some fucking, I think I found a clue over here, and I saw a lot of that shit in fucking Uncharted 4, but, I just felt like the whole, like, pirate story or whatever, just felt like somewhat grounded in fucking reality, and, you know, like, possible in some kind of, like, alternate history type of deal. I mean, Yeah, just fucking whatever. Just the way it's presented to you. I could kind of, you know, I could follow it and like fucking be like, oh, that's fucking like pretty cool. Like fucking that makes sense. It's not like fucking like, oh, I gotta go find some lost fucking mythical city out in some fucking jungle somewhere. And oh, wait, no, here's some other fucking garbage fucking whatever supernatural shit. Like, it was just fucking like that's, and that's a story. Pretty straightforward. It's pretty cool. But I mean, you still do get the usual fucking, same vague shit. You know, I get some, I found a clue, and fucking Nathan will say, well, what if this blah, 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 Madagascar, something in Madagascar. And everyone's, oh, yeah, yeah, cool, probably. And then fucking, so they all just fly to Madagascar, and some, retarded fucking Nathan Drake hunch. And of course, it's dead on every time. It's not like, oh, I just, something stupid I fucking set off the top of my head, and it turns out, no, that was really dumb. It's always, of course, like, oh, no, it really did lead to something else. It's just somehow with all the stupid fucking pirate shit, I found it easier to swallow this time, or just other than, I don't know, I'm in some room full of fucking treasure from all over the world, and yeah, this one fucking piece of paper says this thing, so let's go halfway across the world, and yeah, that's what they do. Again, still some of that shit, but I don't know. I just thought it was worked better here. I thought in the first half of the game it worked pretty well on like a smaller scale. I mean, they're in the prison, like some prison they were in. The whole point they're in there is whatever, some convoluted shit to find some other thing, and whatever, at least it's something else. It's just like it's on a smaller scale. I mean, you're searching for, you know, booby trap caves and fucking ruins and all that, following some map or diaries, and like I thought that works. Like, oh, this is cool to do this again, like in the Goonies, like, you know, it's all like whatever, it took place under their town or whatever. It's just like, oh, it's over here, and you know, 20 miles away on the shore, and not like, I don't know. But again, like the pirate thing kind of makes sense, I guess. They're in boats. They would be sailing all over. But just real dumb shit. Like, oh, this clue leads over here, and look at these giant arrows on the ground that are still intact after hundreds of years, and like perfectly like an arrow pointing like northwest. Oh, let's go here. Oh, there's another one pointing this way. It's just really dumb. Yeah, that's just real dumb. But I guess it's been in all the games or whatever, but it happens. Just like excuse to fucking, no, just go to the next spot. But I mean, that's the story. Again, it's probably my favorite, like, story-wise. I thought it was the premise of it was cool out of any of them by far. Gameplay-wise, it's more Uncharted. You know, you get the fairly linear, just climbing and combat. Then some puzzles thrown in there. Normal shit, almost like Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is like so much more open and just, yeah. I mean, I'll say it right now. I thought fucking the new Tomb Raider was a lot better. not that I don't like this game, but gameplay wise, anyways, fucking, yeah. But as far as like Uncharted, saying it's more Uncharted, I think it's probably the best in the series for all those, you know, the traversal and the combat and the puzzles and all that. And there's some long stretches just hopping around cliffs and ruins, and done pretty well. Fairly easy, all that shit. It's almost automatic. I mean, you just point in the direction you want to go, and the game does everything for you. Works well. Many of the areas you're exploring are just fucking gorgeous. Like, slight complaint with like the movement, like the traversal and all that, is the directional movement. It's tied to like where the camera's facing, like completely locked. You know, I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like a like Resident Evil or some shit, like tank controls, you know? So it's like, if you just want to go left on a cliff or some shit, you're like, oh, I'll hold left on the stick, but it's, the camera's got to be, like, perfectly, like, situated behind you, otherwise it'll just kind of get caught up and not know what to do, or you just won't move at all. It's just, yeah, you know, try to shimmy on a ledge or something. You're holding the stick that way, and then like, oh, I want to move, swing the camera around, see what's coming up, or you know, look down or some shit. And as soon as you do that, it'll just stop and just like, you know, because he's not left like left facing from the camera. So it's like, I don't know, like he doesn't know what to do. He'll just like stop. It's like at that point, it's like I kind of wish it was like a little bit like predictive or something. Like it'd be smoother. It wasn't all face. Like if I'm moving on a ledge, there's only one way I'm really trying to go. Like, why do you have to stop me? Like, it's so, like, so finicky like that. I don't know. Could be better about that. Just, you know, again, like, more, like, predictive or something. Like, and again, so I still think it's a tad too over-animated. Like, it seems like, all right, I want to do this, and I'll try to go the other way, but no, I'm stuck in this fucking, like, cartoony animation of me jumping over the wall or some shit. Like, but again, much better than the previous games, I'll say that again. More Uncharted, but probably the best Uncharted, I'd say. Including the combat. They have like stealth. They had stealth before, but this is more like almost Far Cry. You can mark people in the grass and try to hide in it, or you know, take them out. And it feels pretty good for the most part. Again, it's not quite Splinter Cell or anything, but stealth's the best option. It's just again, I like that most of the combat sections, they gave you that option. Just, well, if I just be careful and take it slow, I can just take these guys out one by one, and feels cool, and you don't have to deal with the shitty combat, so that's always a plus. Because that's still the weakest part of the game. And again, it feels better than the other Uncharted games, but it's still kind of sloppy, and there's no way I can fucking, whatever. I tried them, again, I played fucking three of them at this point, four of them at this point, and can't figure out how to make it not be complete garbage. So I just come to the conclusion that it's fucking just a garbage system. It's fucking, the game's not meant for fucking combat. Yeah, I mean, I try being defensive. I'll fucking hang back and just shoot enemies, like stopping and popping, you know, just to, you know, stay behind the cover and just left trigger out of there, and just try to be like real careful. And you know, they start throwing grenades at you, and that you gotta run around and fucking. And if you, either way, you know, it's like, oh, I ran out of ammo so fast, and they're rushing you, and they'll corner you till you're fucked if you try to play like that. And yeah, I mean, this break your cover, so it was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, try running around. I'll just hop around. Like, I'm sure that's what they want you to do, is keep it like fast paced and whatever. Try doing that. It's just so easy to get like tripped up on shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Just, you know, climbing over a wall, and I want to go this way, and again, that automatic shit that's cool when you're like traversing, it's still here, but it's now I'm just stuck like hanging on a wall. And again, the fucking the camera shit, like, oh, the camera wasn't facing the right way, and now I'm just stuck on some shit, just hanging, and fucking, I'm getting the shit shot out of me, and just awful. Still really bad. Yeah, it's just, you know, unbelievable. They still pulled that shit. But whatever. Or whatever. Some points I'd fucking, I'd clear a room. Like, all right, I'm just gonna go through. I'll just go room by room, fucking clearing. I'll move, but I'll be careful about it and try doing that, and you know, fighting dudes in front. I mean, it's tactically smart, you'd think. Like, you know. So you know, I'd clear out a room and be like, all right, well, now this room's clear. Now I can just, you know, hold up here for a while, pick off some guys, just, you know, I know nothing's behind my back or whatever. Did that a couple times, just fucking, like, just get shot in the back with a shotgun and die. Like, what the fuck, like, where did this guy even come from? He just, like, spawned behind me with a fucking shotgun, just shot me in the back, like, just fucking ridiculous, like, out of thin air, just fucking, a guy just showed up. It's like, fucking, so it can be really, really, really fucking frustrating. A few times I was losing my shit, like, you know, Where the fuck am I getting shot from? They don't really do a good job about that. Just fucking like, something to the left. And like, where is, like, fucking like, oh, it's a guy in a fucking cliff and like some fucking bushes. They can't even fucking see shooting at me, you know? you know, where the fuck did this guy come from? Like, a lot of that shit. I mean, again, the best in the series is still pretty bad as far as the combat goes. They are better about checkpoints this time, though. I will say that. It's not like, oh, you got to do this entire fucking area again. And then they saw that bullshit, like, oh, well, I'm running low on ammo. It'll be cool or whatever. It just looked cool here to just run up to this guy and, like, melee him. It's like, oh, sometimes it is cool. And, like, oh, you push him off a cliff or fucking bash his head against a wall. I'm like, oh, it's real cool. And, like, I try doing it again. It's like, oh, now I'm caught up in this fucking back and forth, mash the triangle button to get out of it and all this shit. And I'm just caught up in this animation. Meanwhile, I'm getting shot from fucking four different angles. Like, that's not cool. Yeah, that fucking horseshit's back. But again, it's better. Best Uncharted combat. It's like the best turd in the fucking toilet, pretty much. But yeah, puzzles still. And the puzzles is still a lot. Again, more Uncharted. Just looking at your notebook, figuring some easy shit out, and yeah, it's not. At least this time, it's not like completely retarded of just like, oh, there's a symbol that says plus now. I press plus on the fucking giant fucking stone that says fucking plus. You know what I mean? So it's not that retarded. I mean, they'll have multiple stages of the same puzzle, and they'll get more complex as they go on, but nothing too crazy. A couple times, you actually just stop and think about something, and you know, that's an improvement anyway. Just like brain dead, just, I don't know, fucking do what the fucking notebook tells me. Yeah, overall, Uncharted 4, I thought it was a fucking a really good game. It looks incredible. Really good. Just real nice. Still kind of cartoony looking. I mean, they're not going for, like, complete photorealism, but, I mean, it looks really fucking good. Probably about a half dozen awesome action sequences. It's like a summer blockbuster movie, just jumping from moving cars and swinging from fucking bridges and shit's exploding everywhere. It's just dumb fun. It is cool, like, just for that. only real problem I have with the game, just like they have like excessive just downtime where you're just doing nothing, just mundane bullshit. Like, toward the beginning, I was fine with it. I mean, like, it's like, oh, they're building up to something. Like, you know, it was a slow burn, you know, getting, you know, setting the stage up, like, you know, introduce the characters. Like, that's fine. That's cool. Like, at the beginning of the game, like, especially if you're going to have, like, the rest of the game just going to get, like, increasingly fucking crazy and, like, explosions and shit. Like, yeah, it's cool just to fucking, you know, just have a little downtime. Fine. I'm fine with that. And about halfway through the game, they have a flashback, and it's Nathan and his brother as kids again. You know, that was at the, you know, towards the beginning, and now it's fucking, he went through all this shit, and oh no, here's another flashback of them as kids, and fucking, it's not even like short, it's a fucking long section. You're fucking searching this old mansion, and it's for like, I don't know, half an hour, you're just going through this house and just picking random shit up and looking at it. And I don't know what this fucking obsession is with modern games doing this. I mean, you find a collectible or whatever, and it's just like, fine, put it away. I mean, if I want to look at it in a fucking menu, I'll put it away. Here it's like, oh, you pick it up, you press L2 to zoom, you fucking in your hand, you know, rotating it around and, you know, looking at it and turning it upside down and fucking, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's fucking cool. You modeled something. It's a 3D model. I'm looking at, ooh, it looks good. Ooh, like fucking, they do it like a million fucking times. Just cut that shit out. You don't have to fucking do it with every fucking art asset in the game, you know? I don't know, and it feels like it's like the entire, that's what this entire flat, like in the middle, midpoint of the fucking game, you know what I mean? It's like the entire game is just, oh, pick something up, ooh, look at it, turn it around. It's like, okay, like whatever. I mean, fucking, it's just, this is such a fucking, just a fucking pace killer, just a fucking bomb right in the middle of the game. Just, ugh, man. And, you know, if you are the parts too with, Nate and his wife just doing boring shit and fucking again. I mean, it was at the beginning of the game and like it's for a little bit, like just for, you know, set up the relationship, whatever. I'm fine with it, but Oh, just way too fucking much of it, and this obsession with the fucking putting like mundane shit in fucking games, it just fucking drives me nuts. Like, oh, here's Nate doing fucking paperwork and watching TV and eating with his wife. Like, who gives a fuck? I mean, like, I can do boring shit when not playing a fucking video game. You know what I mean? Like, you know, why do I have to watch this asshole be fucking bored and like. I don't know, just like critic, so it's like fucking like Oscar bait, you know, it's like critic bait, like fucking, oh, I don't know, people, critics like this shit, I'm just fucking, oh, here's them watching TV, you know, oh, look, Nathan fucking eats Chinese food too, isn't that fucking funny, you know, look, he stamps his paperwork and fucking whatever, licks envelopes and fucking, like, Jesus Christ, like, who cares, boring, But I mean, it's a pretty long game, and most of it, I swear, is fucking pretty good. It's most of it's excellent, actually. And then the last action scene, because believe me, this after like the epilogue or whatever, after shit goes down, is really boring. Like it's bad. And again, one of those things you're like, oh my gosh, like fucking just you as fucking. I'll spoil it because who gives a shit? I really don't care. And it's a really dumb fucking scene that people, oh, I'm sure, I'm fucking like creaming their pants over. It's fucking you're Nate and what's her name's fucking daughter, and you're fucking going around their house like just picking shit up again. Oh, look at this, and it goes on for like a fucking hour and just fucking like, yeah. But I mean, before that fucking bullshit. Yeah, the last action scene is like straight out of the fucking Goonies, just shipping a fucking crumbling cave and shit, and just it's like straight, I swear it's almost like shot for shot. So thumbs up on that, thumbs up on ripping off the Goonies instead of Indiana Jones this time. So yeah, overall Uncharted 4 really good. If you like the Goonies, you'll probably like Uncharted 4. I was going to write a review as the multiplayer. I haven't fucking tried it yet. I don't really care, to be honest with you. I can't imagine it's great just if it's a lot of that bullshit combat. But you know, we'll see. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Again, if I had to write a review, I'd give it the old thumbs up anyway, because I really did like it. I thought it was a good game. A little long, a little too much downtime, but good game. So, let's talk about some new consoles coming out this year. And new video game consoles. And I'm not talking about the PS 4.5 or the fucking Xbox 1.5 or the fucking Nintendo NX or whatever. What I'm talking about is the TGP, or the Tencent Games platform. Tencent is a huge Chinese investment company that they buy up game studios, and they bought Riot Games, the guys who make League of Legends, which is supposed to be really popular and make a shit ton of money. I mean, I have no idea. I think MOBAs are pretty gay, but they're popular, they make a lot of money, and that's their big thing, is they bought Riot. They also bought at least part of Epic Games. The guys made Gears of War before Microsoft bought that IP and Unreal Tournament and that shit, and you know, the guys who built and they own the Unreal Engine, the 75% of modern games are built on that Unreal Engine. But anyway, the TGP is a system that they unveiled. It's only going to be released in Asia for now, anyway. And again, one of the things is there's not much information on it that I can find. And I'll be honest and say, I mean, I just saw it on fucking Game Informer. It's a really small article, and it's fucking. I wasn't going to fucking waste my time like digging through something that is probably not coming out here. But I thought it was, thought it was interesting, fucking Chinese made system. And China had a ban, they banned console gaming for the last 15 years, and that ban just ended last year. Anyway, I think Sony and Microsoft and fucking Nintendo and all of them were expecting, like, oh, cool, now we can finally sell these systems to fucking whatever, however many billion people are in fucking China, you know? They're probably expecting, like, oh, our consoles will fucking sell like crazy over there, but I don't think they did, you know what I mean? Otherwise, it'd be, like, really crazy fucking numbers as far as shit getting sold, but yeah, I mean, it just looks like the Chinese just kind of said fuck it, and they just built their own console instead. What I've read, I mean, it sounds pretty fucking cool, almost exactly like I've been saying these fuckhead console makers should be doing in the first place. So it says it runs in two modes. There's a Windows 10 mode, and then there's a console mode. You can switch back and forth, so it sounds like it's a PC in a box, kind of like a Steam box without a shitty OS, and then you can switch it over and turn into a console and fucking, you know what I mean, just a straight, like, fucking, you know, shit built just for fucking, you know, the console, and this sounds pretty fucking smart, you know. It sounds like a smart guy once said on the Smart Guy podcast about what they should be doing with consoles. I don't know fucking a whole lot about it. Like, I don't know, like, how powerful the fucking thing is or what it costs or, you know, just a little blurb I read. But again, just conceptually, like, yeah, I mean, that sounds fucking exactly what a fucking console should be at this fucking point, you know? So why did the Chinese just figure this shit out, like, immediately, you know what I mean? Like, fucking after, like, 15 years not doing anything, just like, well, we should just do this, you know what I mean? But the fucking American and the Japanese dipshit fucking companies keep putting out these shitty systems with no fucking games and talking about, like, oh, shit's too weak, we gotta do these half-step consoles, and just, like, dude, that just settles it right there. I'm moving to China. I'm done. We suck. We're out. Yeah, but Doom. Talk about some Doom or Doom 4. It's pretty fucking cool. Just non-stop gore fest, pretty much. Game starts off the Doom Marines waking up from fucking some, like, coffin or some shit. Like, who knows? Just immediately just starts ripping fucking demons' faces off. Really stupid, kind of, like, funny, cheesy story about a corporation opening up a portal to hell and trying to extract their energy resources. It doesn't even try to take itself seriously. You got to kind of, like, give them props and fucking respect that. You pretty much just fucking, your run speed is fucking running, like, speeding around the fucking maps, and the environment's all, like, pretty cool. It's just kind of cartoony looking, stylized, like, sci-fi horror shit. Blasting shit. I mean, that's pretty much the game. Some of the levels feel a little bit like they're too big. I hate to be one of those guys, like, this isn't Doom. Like, one of those assholes, you know, I've been fucking seeing. But, you know, there's just a lot of running around, fighting in these massive fucking open areas where the enemies are pretty, you know, they seem pretty, like, scattered around. And then later on, you know, obviously they throw more enemies at you, fucking harder enemies, like, bigger enemies. So it does get, like, it feels more, like, tense and crowded, like fucking Doom. You know, just more, like, tight and claustrophobic. I mean, that's what I consider fucking Doom. Just fucking, like, a little tight fucking space with, like, a million dudes in it. You gotta fucking, like, try to get them to fight each other and shit and all that. That's what I consider classic Doom, anyway. But I will say now, we'll kind of amend this as I fucking finish the game. I'm like, fucking, like, that was fun. I liked it. And then I'm like, fucking, like, it's just like, I kind of want to play it again. What's cool is, like, kind of pretty replayable. I mean, there's a ton of secrets and bullshit. I keep finding shit, like, everywhere. Like, you can unlock, like, classic Doom levels, like, almost like they did in, like, Wolfenstein, where you'd find a bed and go to sleep, like, that kind of thing. But a little bit different area. You just find, like, a secret area. I mean, this fucking, again, just the levels are fucking so big. It's just like, there's a lever, like, over here somewhere. You fucking pull it and it drops, like, a platform, like, somewhere, you know, halfway across the fucking map or across the room. It's like, all right, well, now I gotta do this and fucking platform over here. And, like, so whatever. I was replaying it and I'm like, I'll replay it or whatever. I started off on, like, Hurt Me Plenty difficulty, which is usually for classic dooms, like, that's, like, hard, you know what I mean? It's not like this one or two after that, like, ultra violent and fucking whatever, like, Nightmare, but like the normal fucking ones, like, whatever, I forget, but, like, I think Hurt Me Plenty was usually, like, fucking, like, one step up from that, and it'd be pretty tough, but I've lashed through the fucking game on that. Like, I didn't have a problem, much of a problem fucking with the game. Then I started on, like, the next one up, Ultra Violent. I thought it was a little bit, it changes the game a lot, just because it's fucking, you know, you take so much more damage. I don't know if there probably is, like, more enemies and shit. Just it felt like a better game. So if you're kind of like a veteran at fucking shooters, I'd suggest fucking bump it up to fucking Ultra Violent when you fucking play. I mean, there's a couple other, like, crazy ones after that are even higher. There's, like, a fucking, like, one life. It only gives you, like, one life to fucking do the entire game. And if you die, you fucking start all over and shit. It seems pretty cool, but I'm not at that point yet. But I'm having a better time on fucking Ultra Violent, I'll say that much. Just a heads up. I only played the first couple levels, but it felt a lot better than fucking Hurt Me Plenty. But the game itself, I mean, they go on for, you know, a different pace and feel than old Doom. Like, old classic Doom, I guess. Like old Doom was a lot of, like, you know, taking cover, like, behind a wall or some shit, and keeping distance, and trying to pick off fucking enemies and shit. Doom 4, you almost have to, like, shove your gun up everybody's ass, just because get health and ammo pickups by doing these melee kills on almost dead enemies. Like, they'd be, like, staggering and shit. You gotta go up and hit melee, and you, like, rip them apart and shit, and they fucking, like, shoot out, like, ammo and fucking health orbs and shit. I mean, the idea, I think, is they're trying to make it like a mosh pit where you're, you know, surrounded by fucking people and fucking just going nuts, like, punching and throwing elbows and shit. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, and when it works like that, it's cool as fuck. I mean, is a, like, a pickup, like a power up or whatever you can pick up called a berserk. I mean, that's been in the old ones too, where it, you know, boosts up your melee. So you just go around punching people, and the old ones, you'd punch, you know, punch just about anything once, they'd fucking explode and shit. So the same idea here, except as, you know, going through the animation, you're just fucking running up and just ripping shit in half and fucking, yeah, that shit's real cool. It's amazing. You know, that part of it's cool, but just because they put it as, like, a core mechanic of, I have to, you know what I mean? If I don't fucking, run up close to everybody and get them almost dead and, you know, do these glory kills or whatever on all of them, I'm going to be fucking low on health and ammo and shit. It just feels kind of jerky after a while, you know. It kills the pace a bit when, like, every enemy you're trying to stop and you're watching the animation play out. Even if they're cool, I mean, they are pretty cool. I mean, they're brutal and shit. But eventually, you've seen them all, like, 100 times. You know, you're still, like, fucking. Number one, you're like, I don't want to. It sucks being like, I don't want to just kill this guy. You know, I have to try to get up close to him, so I have to, like, keep him, like, on the verge of fucking dying. But I had to get up and fucking do a melee kill. Yeah, it's just kind of, like, jerky like that. I mean, yeah. Plus, you having the control taken away from you when you're doing it. Again, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying, like, oh, this sucks or whatever. It's just a change of pace from most shooters anyway. It's just so, like, get up close to everything, and rather than fucking try to snipe you from a distance, it's, I gotta get up close and fucking. Other than that, I mean, it's not much else to say about going through the game. It's literally just fucking running around fucking arenas and shooting and punching the shit out of fucking everything you see for, like, 12 hours. Yeah, a lot of, like, you're on whatever, Mars, like, colony or whatever, and you go to hell a couple times and fucking back to Mars again. It just all looks fucking really good. Runs really smooth. Although, again, just because you're fucking, like, flying, you're fucking running like a motherfucker, it can feel a little bit slippery because you're always sprinting full speed and trying to punch people and shit. It reminds me of playing, like, your original Doom, which I did, like, not that long ago with, like, controller companion, or, like, expat or whatever, and just, like, all right, it fucking runs always on, and just feels, like, slippery, like, all right, I stop running, and it's fucking, like, ah, it takes a little bit to stop, and you kind of just, like, fucking, I don't know. Yeah, but, I mean, just fucking usual Doom staple for fucking weapons. You get, you know, single, double-barrel shotguns, plasma rifles, rocket launchers, chain guns, all that shit. BFG is fucking ridiculous. It's just fucking, it's got its own, like, button. You fucking press it and, yeah, just clear out a fucking room and just everything's just fucking bloody fucking chunks everywhere. Chainsaw, too. It's weird how they have the chainsaw. I mean, it's limited fuel and, It's basically like I'm out of ammo button. If you kill somebody with a chainsaw, they just fucking drop ammo everywhere out of their body for some reason. Which, I mean, whatever. It's just fucking like arcadey bullshit. But it's just kind of weird not being able to run around with the chainsaw just as like normally and just, you know, fucking everything up and just, you know, the risk reward of fucking like, oh, this isn't using ammo. Like that's the chainsaw I used to be good for. Is I don't have any ammo and. Instead of running around trying to punch it, at least they have this and fucking it stun locks people and I can fuck them up. But, yeah, I mean, it is cool though when you do it. It's like you can kill just about anything fucking one shot if you have enough fucking fuel, like barons and shit, giant enemies. And, you know, they all have like unique animations and shit depending on what angle you get them and shit. And it's pretty gory, really gory and fucking pretty cool. But again, it's just fucking it's an animation you're going to see a million times if you keep playing. But yeah, I mean, fuck yeah. Again, the game feels really arcadey. Not saying that Doom was ever like a realistic war sim or anything, but really just run around fucking double jumping up the platforms, hitting jump pads. You're almost like making combos, you know, out of fucking weak enemies to fucking melee him and get health and armor back and shit. So it's like fucking just, I got this line of dudes and it's got to... You know, line them up so they're almost fucking dead and fucking try to melee them. And yeah, I mean, fucking that's it. The Doom Marine too is it's almost funny. He's just like a fucking psychopath. He's just fucking breaking everything, ripping fucking demons' eyeballs out and shit, smashing the skulls in. It's just like so like over the top. It almost reminds me of like a silent Duke Nukem. You know, it's fucking almost feels like the Duke Nukem game. Everyone thought like Duke Nukem Forever was gonna be just you know the demons and the gore and all that shit. It's just so like it's so stylized and like extreme. Like it's almost like cute and just like funny. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like claymation looking like goofy. I don't know. Overall, I thought fucking Doom was I thought it was great and really good. I mean, again, a little too easy on hurt me plenty. Again, I'd fucking recommend bumping it up a little bit. Get all those collectibles and all that shit. It's, you know, it's got like fucking upgrades too, which is like I'm not huge on that. Like I don't know why they do that shit. Other than to give you a incentive to go find like all the hidden areas and the secrets and shit, but you know, you'll find like upgrades. Like I upgrade your max fucking armor and ammo and. Health or whatever, and then there's like challenges for like weapon upgrades to fucking, you know, do the like all alternate fire for your weapons. And I don't know, I suppose that, you know, again, fucking just the way it's set up is to make it like more arcade. I think that almost pulls away from like the arcadey nature. I wish it was just like before, like there's fucking like ammo or some shit or like health and like the secrets, not like just kind of slow shit down to be like I almost have to find this just to upgrade my suit, otherwise I'm gonna be like fucking have a harder time later on. I don't know. But again, I was playing on fucking ultra violent. Like the hurt me like the default. I think it's might even I don't know. Well, the hurt me plenty. I was playing on before. It just seemed like so like fast. You know what I mean? I almost hated like stopping to check for like secrets and like look around and like why am I even doing this? So if I need health, all I have to do is fucking rip a demon apart and like that's it. You know. But on step it up to ultra violence, it does slow things down where it's like, all right, now it feels different where you kind of have to like fucking look around and try to find like that extra armor and all that shit. But I mean, the first time through, I was actually like looking, like making an effort to find everything. I found maybe like half of the collectibles and the upgrades and shit. I mean, there's a ton of them and some of them are pretty fucking hidden. So, the game runs fucking smooth and fast and shit. Playing on PC, there's so many options to fuck with. So it's almost overwhelming. I spent a lot of time fucking with it. I did some weird fucking problems where it's like fucking like, oh, this is great. It runs perfectly. Looks great. And then I go to the next level. It'd be a fucking like slideshow and like fucking like, what the fuck? That if I close the game and like restart it, the same area, same settings would fucking run fine. Like, I don't know. PC games, you know, that's how it is. And then, like, yeah, a couple random fucking crashes to you, or just fuck, it crashed. I'd be like, what the fuck? Then I'd like, oh, maybe this area is like too much shit going on. So I turn down like the fucking settings and like go through and like, nah, it's still crash. Like, it doesn't matter. Just random fucking crashes. Again, fucking PC game. PC game is how it goes. Then one thing I will say was fucking like a disappointment. Again, I really like fucking Doom. I thought it was great. It is great. I'll probably still keep playing it, but the music, which is fucking, again, Doom, who am I to say, like, classic Doom, like, whatever, but, you know, Doom 1 had fucking awesome fucking cheesy metal music. I'm like, I hope this does too. It's just fucking, it's more like, it just sounds like it's the fucking the Doom 3 title song on repeat, and it's like an industrial fucking like remix of it. And I heard fucking the guy who did it was Mick Gordon, who did like the Killer Instinct soundtrack, and he was really good at doing like dynamic sound, like a dynamic soundtrack, like as the action like heats up, the fucking, you know, tempo builds and shit, and like I can see some of that in there. I'm like, I actually love that. I'm like, I think that's great, but I mean the fucking music itself is just kind of like bland, and just kind of like, it just feels like it's almost like too like soft and like atmospheric and not like in your face. Like, it is fucking, I don't know, I just wish it was just more fucking heavier fucking metal, just blasting like full volume as you're going. Like, I don't know, again, like, who am I to say like this is what Doom has to be, but I mean, this is what I consider fucking Doom, you know what I mean? When I think of Doom, like classic Doom, and it's just fucking like just metal fucking blaring as you're going around doing this shit, not like, I don't know, like just some fucking techno beats and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, some fucking same song kind of over and over. Yeah, and then I played some of their multiplayer. I think it's fucking really fun. You know, I played the beta. I said I fucking like that. Again, it feels a lot like fucking Halo. It's a little I mean, fucking it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just fucking like a really simple fucking Halo. You know, they had that open beta, and fucking, I know people, internet, you know, internet people were bitching about it for whatever reason. I mean, they're all a bunch of faggots. super fast, super smooth game. Like, you know, fucking, I just doing a lot of fucking just team deathmatch. I think it's a blast. Was worried about using a controller and getting wrecked by fucking keyboard and mouse warriors, but whatever they did, either it's fucking either through you know, doing like auto aim or for the controller, or the match me up with other people using controllers, like, I don't know, but I'm doing fine. I mean, I'm fucking getting top three quite a few times, just fucking like whatever, just having a good time with it. It's pretty fun. So I'll fuck around with that for a little while. And then, you know, then they have that level editor called Snap Map. And I haven't fucked with it yet. I tried out some of the levels that, you know, people have made and, like, you know, and fucking posted or whatever. A lot of remakes of classic Doom levels, some like Horde mode and little things, some like, so someone made like the Undead Asylum from Dark Souls, which is, you know, I thought that's pretty funny. You know, I had to check that out. No, the guy pretty much put like a fucking fire with a bunch of health packs around it. It's supposed to be a bonfire. Then like, and then he fucking, I guess you can like put in your own text, or you just like put like text in next to it. Like, imagine this is a bonfire. I'm like, that's pretty fucking funny. Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of, you know, just checking out the user levels. They're okay. I mean, you definitely tell. It just seems like a, you know, prefab, you know, just people like throwing rooms down and like whatever. I mean, people just snapped it together. I mean, it's pretty much what it is. I mean, why they call it Snap Map? I guess it's pretty just simple. Just like he has something already made to snap all this shit together. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun to fuck around with it and see what people make. Sure, people get better with it over time, whatever. Overall, I mean, just Doom's really good. I mean, just fucking having a lot of fun with it, and probably just keep playing it. you know, again, it's not quite a, it's not like a revolution in first person shooters like, you know, the previous Doom games, obviously, but I'm, that's all right. It was just fucking just dumb, gory, fucking fun. Good shit. Yeah, that's Doom. Really like it. So looking to the future, I got a Homefront I pre-ordered. I had nothing, knew almost nothing about it, but I'm like, yeah, Homefront. I liked fucking the multiplayer was great, and fucking the single player sucks, so who knows. I thought it was coming out today, but I fucking looked at my pre-order thing. It says May 20th, so it was another fucking weird, like, Friday release or whatever, just because of the fucking place I pre-ordered it from. Maybe, I don't know, can't play it quite yet, but saw a couple reviews that were fucking really shitty, so who knows. I mean, fucking, they said the same shit about the first Homefront. It was supposed to be, like, the biggest piece of shit, and, like, fucking, like, ah, the single player sucks, but the fucking multiplayer was fucking incredible, so who knows. What does anybody know? Other than fucking doing my Homeland Security, I'm going to keep going through Demon Souls, and now I have my fucking magical cord, so I can fucking actually stream it. Yeah, just do that. Gruntfreepress.com, just go there. I get some Dark Souls reviews up there. I'm trying to, again, I'll do the Uncharted review maybe at some point. I just have to check out the multiplayer, even though I don't really give a shit. And Doom, at some point, I'll probably do. But, yeah, Absolute Deicide, gruntfreepress.com. Oh, yeah, email me, somebody, please email me. I can't keep fucking talking out of my ass for fucking an hour every week. Email is podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Everybody move to China.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.